Season 16, episode 11. It is elimination time. It is drama. We are sad. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I really like this song. It's like every week I know it's going to happen. I feel the moves.
It gets you to move. That's all that matters. Because some of them you're just like...
Cool. Get a bit of light. Thanks, Jonathan. So, hello, everybody. Welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, Season 16, Episode 11. We are getting there towards that finish line. And I am Kim Davey, your host tonight, followed by, or sitting next to me, is the lovely, the one and only, the swimsuit model.
Oh, wow.
Yvette.
Thank you. Such a great introduction. I'm going to bring her with me everywhere so she can just hype me up. I'm like, have you seen her?
Oh, I would love it. She's so gorgeous. Honestly, I love that swimsuit. I think you need to be a swimsuit model. True story. Anywho, so, wow, first elimination round. Both you and I shed a tear.
Oh, I shed more than a tear.
Yeah, actually, so did I. You had to redo your makeup, yeah?
Yes. Yeah. It started running a little bit in the corner, and, you know, it got me good.
It did.
It got me good.
It's so sad. Oh, my goodness. We will get to that in a minute. So, just overall thoughts on the episode in general?
You know, I mentioned it out there. I really, and I hate to say this, there's just nothing that has wowed me so far.
What?
I mean, there's the two performances tonight, but I'm saying
so
is...
So nothing except for there was two performances
The two performances,
tonight.
But the caliber of dance. And that's not to say... I don't know if they're not showing us enough or what's going on, but I feel like compared to other seasons, this one's just getting bland.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's only the second episode.
It is.
You know, so... But that also could be with the choreographers, too.
Ooh.
Like, some stuff isn't translating as to what they think, or they're not modifying it to the talent that person has. You know, even if they have to modify it and maybe, you know, take it down a notch and not be at its full potential, but... You know.
Interesting.
Again.
I agree with you.
If I could do that, I'd be on there. But
yeah. Exactly. Those who can't do teach.
Exactly.
So I would say that I definitely think this episode was better than first week's for the caliber and the excitement.
Oh, yeah.
I would say that Bailey and Mariah's piece and also Madison and... Ezra's
oh, that was my favorite.
Pace tonight was amazing.
Like, I loved it.
So I think some of the top work is coming out, but also there's some not so amazing stuff. So I totally agree with you there.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I do think the caliber last year overall was a little bit higher and other seasons, but there's some definitely stellar dancers
in this season, for sure. Stellar dancers, but I'm not seeing... I don't know. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it. Usually by, like, the second episode, I've already had, like, oh, that's the dance of the season. And,
gotcha.
You know, everyone's already talking about it. Like, no one's been talking about these performances.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and that's what's worrying me a little bit.
Well, tonight I definitely think they will be.
Oh, yeah. Tonight, for sure.
So we're moving on up. For sure.
So, well, that's a good thing.
It is. It is definitely a good thing. So, we're going to cover tonight, obviously, the group number, all the individual performances or the duos, and then we're going to talk eliminations. And also, I was lucky enough to be at CBS on Saturday to interview all the judges and the contestants post this episode. And so, I've got some videos as well on the reasoning behind why Nigel and his team chose what they did.
That kind of made me sad that it was a 3-1.
I know.
That's what made me sad when I heard that it was a 3-1 like decision for the girl.
Well, stay tuned because we know exactly who that one was.
Mm.
And it's probably not what you expected based on tonight's feedback. So there we are. So let's get straight into it, babe. And the first one was the group number.
I loved it.
Travis Wall, contemporary.
I just had to sigh.
Yeah. He is so good. He is absolutely amazing, phenomenal. And that pace was so raw. And I just loved constantly from him what I appreciate is he always has different moves that nobody else has ever done. Like that bit where they were opening up their arms and
they did that little sneaky thing and they all opened it and closed it.
Yeah.
And My favorite little part, which now it like it makes it even more bittersweet, was when Stephanie worked off of Ezra. There was a part where like he went and like she kind of flipped back.
Oh, I missed it.
But it was like off of him. Aww. Not flipped back, I'm sorry, but she took like a step back, but she kind of like pushed herself off of him.
Uh-huh.
And he was there, and I was just like, oh, I loved it. Love. I don't know, for whatever reason, that stood out to me the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even though I thought Stephanie didn't do as well as she could have done last week, I'm really sad about how it ended for her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really sad because I feel like she would have really, really, really excelled this season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was her season to excel. And to give that ballroom person, like, up in the top of the finales. But
we'll get there.
You know.
We'll get there. So the group number overall, I just thought it was absolutely outstanding. Little bit behind the scenes, they actually had to film that 3 times.
Oh, wow.
Someone fell off stage. Not one of the dancers, one of the crew amongst that. Something to do with the lighting. Nigel clapped too early after the first run through. And they had to redo it again, so he got in trouble.
Oh, my goodness.
Lots of drama that goes on behind
the scenes. The camera magic that they work after,
it's phenomenal. But overall, I think as a group, they really perform really well together.
Yes.
Like a really good unit and team, even mm-hmm. though they haven't been there that long, but they seem to be so close and just all there for each other.
They did. They really, I thought it was a beautiful piece, and I thought they performed together very well. No one outshone the other one, which I think was the same with last week.
Yeah.
But definitely, it was more like everyone was at that caliber.
Mm.
Like, no one was standing out to me because you're better or this. No, it's like, mm-hmm. If they stood out, it's because they had, like, a moment. Mm-hmm. Not because, oh, wow, did you see her compared to him?
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing. So that's what I'm happy about. That mm-hmm. people were standing out to me for little pictures and little moments.
Yeah. That's important in a group number as
exactly.
well. You don't want to stand out, do you?
Because, exactly.
Except for what you're saying. You want to actually blend in as a team because that's the whole point of the mm-hmm. routine. So, well done, Travis Wall. It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Yay. Claps. All right. So, moving into the contestants and the first of the duos. So, we had Stephanie and Gino, and they did a jive.
Oh, my God. I loved it. You saw how, my face lit up. And it was a complete 180 with Gino, and I could not take my eyes off of him. If I didn't know any better, like if I had walked in and I had seen that, I would have been like, oh, this kid's a ballroom dancer. Mm-hmm. And like he said, those flicks, like I was waiting, and they got to Nigel last.
Yeah.
Okay. I was waiting for someone to talk about his flicks and how sharp they were and how amazing they were. And I'm surprised Mary didn't even say anything.
Yeah.
But he just, oh my God, Gino, I fell in love with you. I fell in love with you all over again. And he nailed it. Like, and what's funny is on the way here, I was listening to Runaway Baby by Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a really good jive.
Yep.
And I was like, I wish I would have just take me out to dance.
Oh, it's so good.
I see. Oh, when they make me want to dance with them, that is my favorite. That is my favorite.
Because he was asked to bring personality this week.
Oh my God.
And he totally
blew
it
out of the water.
It was so, even though it was like supposed to be at a garage, etc., but it was so Grease like inspired.
Yes, it was very John Travolta. Oh my God. If he would have came out to Pump My Gas, I would have danced with him.
NATO. Totally.
Oh my God. But he. And, of course, she, Stephanie was in her element, and then...
Yeah, she was.
You know, they're like, you're in danger. I was like, what?
No, yeah, yeah.
Like...
But just with the, in the routine, it was so funny, particularly when, Gino jumps up on Stephanie and she's carrying her.
Yes,
so
I loved that. Yeah. I love that.
Energy and excitement and just awesome way to open the show. And I just, at the start as well, we got to see them do their... first performances when they were little kids. And how cute was that, Gino?
Oh my gosh. I want my little baby boy to be that.
So the world when I have everything.
Him, yeah. I'm going to dress him up in a little sparkly ballroom shirt and be like, you go shake it. Go
shake it.
Go. Just go.
But I mean, he was amazing at 5.
It was at
phenomenal.
5. That's when at that age when they're performing like that, you can't take them out of that.
That's so true.
Like
when they've got the concentration versus the ones that are like, hi mom.
Exactly. The one that's like this, like hi. And then you got the one that's like breaking it down over here. You're like, okay, that one's got a future. I don't know about that one pretty much, but no, I thought, oh my gosh, I You know, what's funny about this episode is I have favorite performances, but he was my favorite dancer.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. He wasn't part of my favorite performance, but him as a performer, as a dancer, he was my favorite of the night.
Yeah. Fair enough. Good call. I agree. Sounds menacing.
So,
When we move on to Sophie and Eddie, though, we took a completely different feel and vibe and turn. We went to contemporary Travis Wall. And the feedback from Eddie from last week was pretty tough.
That was pretty brutal.
Yeah, this week, it was like, it seemed to be the complete opposite. They were just really praising him on the partnering, which I think he did really, really, really well. But I feel like we didn't actually see him dance. It was more just being there for Sophie to spin her, to turn her. I wasn't watching him, so to speak, at all.
I see what you're saying. I feel like that piece really did highlight Sophie more than...
Definitely.
More than him, obviously. But I think it was also the story behind it. You know, Travis Wall said she was a millennial. She didn't want love. She didn't want this. So it's like he was her support, which is what he was in the dance. But I feel... Since he didn't dance as much, he didn't get to show his side as much. But they were praising him because what he assisted with made a beautiful performance.
Good point.
You know, but at the same time, I feel like after last week, he would have had to have done a lot more than that to have stayed.
I know.
To have stayed.
Yeah.
And it sucks, but it's, you know, it is what it is. That's the whole point of the show. And it's not to say that he's not a great dancer. It's just, unfortunately, what he was, you know, the cards he was dealt, that's what he ended up getting. But I love that both of those boys, they were complete 180s. They were complete 180s. They brought it. And, you know, he should be happy with his last performance.
Absolutely. And in the group as well, like you said, nobody stood out, nobody, you know, for either reason, good or bad. And so I think Eddie did a great job in there as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, he really did. It was redeeming for sure. So
yes.
He went out on a high note, which was awesome.
And I think Sophie, you know, she's a beautiful dancer, and she had someone assisting her. And like we said, we didn't get to see much of Sophie. So it's like almost like we're trying to find her out throughout the show. So it's like, is she going to surprise me? Is she a good dancer? Is she good? So it's like...
Isn't it weird how like we feel like she has something to prove to us? Like, it's not her fault who edited all the pre-show, like before the live show. I was saying to her, and I said to her honestly, I was like, to be honest, before the live shows, I wasn't your biggest fan because I honestly hadn't seen enough of you. And I'm like, who is this girl? Like, we didn't have enough of a backstory of her and didn't see enough dancing. But now I really think she so deserves to be here.
Yes.
And she's so in her element. And now that she's going to be partnering with Gino, everybody, obviously, with Gino, those two together, whoa, look out, competition.
I cannot wait for next week.
Yeah, I'm excited to see
it. I have a feeling next week is going to be that episode.
Yeah.
It's going to be that episode where it's going to be that, you know, that
fire.
Oh, God, I...
Very exciting. Yeah. So, in a nutshell, I did like something that Lorianne said to Eddie, and it was basically, don't fake emotion. You're good enough to be just real. And she was saying to him in last week, he wasn't real enough. And so she's basically saying, don't fake your emotion when you perform. Because he likes to perform, Eddie,
yes.
I'm talking about, versus... just connect with that vulnerability.
Right.
And so he definitely did better this week. And so I just think that's a really cool comment that is good for all dancers.
Well, because I feel like as the years have gone by, you know, they always say we want to see your emotion. We want to see this. So I feel people overact.
Oh, yeah. Easy to do.
And it can come off very...
Fake.
Very fake. It could come off like you're not taking it serious. So I just think... that sometimes the dancers are starting to lose, like, feeling themselves. Like, the feeling what is happening as opposed to, I need to perform. So, when you feel it, you perform. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
And, I mean, that's... I think that's everyone.
It's like in Disney, they talk about share, not show. So, share the experience, share the story, not show it.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a good way to remember.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Share, not show.
Share, not show. And so, at the end of this duo, obviously, Eddie was not safe and Sophie was safe.
That wasn't a shock.
No, that's true.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. And then moving on, we had Benjamin and Anna, and they did a hip hop routine ran by Randy and Hef. And what did you think of this routine?
It was good. It was good. Don't get me wrong. Like when she did, like what, when Mary Murphy was like, when she did those crawls with the body rolls, I was like, yeah. But then I was like, when I saw the playback, like initially when I saw it, I was like, oh my God. I was like, she got nasty. She got down with it. And then when I saw the playback, I was like, hmm. Like I looked behind her and Benjamin was just killing it just as bad,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait so a minute, when I was minute, watching, when I was watching these playbacks, I was like, she did good, but then I did, you know, like I said, it's always hard to kind of watch the guy, you know, uh-huh. we always, so I was watching her and then I kept going to him, and normally that doesn't happen. It's either I'm watching both or I'm watching one or the other, but mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, she's good, and then I was like, wait a minute, like I see this from the corner of my eye, like, and then when Lorianne was like, you could have done better, like this is your element, I was like, she said it.
Which is interesting as well, though, because none of the other judges said anything along those lines. They were all very complimentary. It was only Lorianne that said anything negative towards Anna about the performance.
I just have a feeling she might be one of their favorites. And it's very hard to critique someone you love. It's very hard to critique America's favorite.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm going to do the
big reveal. Not America's favorite, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'll give you the big reveal now about which judge voted which way. So, shockingly, even after Lorianne's saying to Anna that, she still voted in favor of Anna. And the one person that was there for Stephanie was Miss Mary Murphy.
Of course.
Not but because of course, because I've got, with Mary Ann, she didn't say, I'm sorry, with Mary, she said it was nothing to do with the fact that she's a ballroom dancer. She said, I honestly
totally
thought.
Would have been my reason.
She was like, I totally thought that she was the better dancer. And isn't this a competition?
And I completely agree with that. And that is nothing to take away from Anna. She is a beautiful dancer. Mm-hmm. She's a beautiful hip-hop dancer. But I'm sorry, at the end of the day, when you put the caliber of dance next to each other,
mm-hmm.
and you know what they are going to give these contestants, she better blow me out of the water next mm-hmm. week. She better blow me out of the water next week. And I don't want to talk bad about anybody. But she better blow me out of the water next week because Stephanie wanted it. She busted her ass for it. And oh, my God. But it's okay.
So at the end of that routine, see, I wasn't the biggest fan of that routine. I didn't love the routine. It wasn't, I don't know, it just didn't work for me. But I think they did well.
They did.
I think they did what they needed to with it. So at the end of it, Ben, safe, Anna, bottom four. Yeah. We know how that ended. So then we had Ezra and Madison. And
loved it.
You love your jazz.
I loved it. I loved jazz.
What I loved about this so much is I love Nigel's Bob Fosse comment.
When he said that, I was like, ugh. Yeah.
So,
it was so sexy. It was so sexy. And I was kind of like, I saw how it was like, I'm sorry. Because that has a person. I saw how... Not awkward it was, but how, you know, they were trying to get into
in
the rehearsals. Mm-hmm. But when they performed that part, I don't know if any... I mean, I'm sure...
down the shirt and
when she pulled his head back and she put her hand down his chest, I was like, get it, Madison.
But I was looking at Ezra's face because I was he was like, someone had literally told him, think about when...
Look at this is not coming off. This smile, this grin.
It was gorgeous.
And her legs.
Yes.
Were beautiful.
So beautiful. I love the way she can walk her smooth jazz walk across the stage. It's just so
when she did those walks to the chair.
Yeah. And with the hat, so Chicago. So needs to audition for Chicago Broadway.
Yes. Oh my God. Mr. I want to go. I'm going to go put on a pair of pantyhose and start walking around the house.
Shit, come here next week dressed like that. No swimsuits next week. We want pantyhose.
Pantyhose and I don't know what it was. But that to me was my performance.
That was your fave.
That was my favorite. I just, that part, I could play it over and over and over again when she just, wah. And then,
I just loved his facials. You got to rewind and we'll look at his facials.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it when I get home and then... And if I start pulling people's hair, it's not my fault. I was inspired.
Love it. Oh, I wonder how that Jared is feeling in the audience when he watches that, because he's there every week. Hilarious. Yeah. I'm sure he's fine with that.
But they get so used to it.
Yeah, totally. And so then at the end of that, we found out that Ezra was in bottom four and Madison was safe. And then the last performance of the night, my favorite.
That was was an amazing performance. It was right up there.
Right up there? No, it was up there, girl.
It was up there. It like right up the there. Roof. Like they were like right there. But, oh.
Is Mariah and Bailey's insane Luther Brown hip hop routine. Car races, soy sauce, hot sauce.
I thought he was going to throw out like lumpias or something, but I was like, whatever. He said soy sauce, but
I don't like the soy sauce.
When I just want to know, how do you do that?
Mariah.
The splits, and you bounce like that. Because
work.
Let me tell
loved
you,
it.
If I come next week and I'm in crutches, I tried to do it and it failed miserably, horribly.
Here's some advice, darling. Maybe just leave it to Mariah because she's already got it nailed.
I don't know. I might.
Or can you video it for us and bring it in? That'd be
amazing. I don't know about video, but they did great.
They didn't do great. They did not do great. They did freaking phenomenal.
Amazing, phenomenal. Oh,
it was so good. Oh my God, have you ever seen?
You know what I love is them together. They're such a great partnership.
Yeah,
they really are. And they feed off of each other's energy. And I know his whole thing. He didn't even talk about his height this time. And that's what I love.
He did when they were talking about when they were little. He said, I was about this big.
I know, but like when they performed, he didn't talk about, like he didn't say that that was a worry or anything. Oh. And I loved that because I'm like, don't. That doesn't matter. One of my ballroom instructors was shorter than I was.
Aww.
And my partner.
Yeah. Oh, cute. But I just loved, the whole theme. Luther Brown did such a good job. The theme.
He really nailed it with this one.
You know how he's all about pockets and getting in the groove and stuff. Mariah, it's amazing because obviously she's gone into this competition as contemporary.
Right.
But obviously she's a hip-hop dancer as well.
Yeah.
And to be that strong and probably more than one, I think she's probably a ballerina hardcore as well.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So the wig was sexy and hot.
She was hot. She looked like Rihanna. I feel like I'm watching Rihanna.
Yeah.
Like that's what I feel like. I was like Rihanna.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing as well. Like, I'm thinking Bailey, obviously B-boy, this is his style. But he, like, even, like, Mariah kind of overshadowed him a little bit just because I think we're all so shocked and so excited. But then if I think about the switch and then the final to get into the top 10 when Bailey did a contemporary piece, he was a firecracker. So those two are just blending in between the genres so well.
They really know, like,
how to pick their pockets and everything.
They really do. And I think I really do think, I don't even remember if I said that, but now after seeing this, I'm like, I could definitely see Mariah in the top because she's showing that, you know, she's showing that the versatility.
Oh, easy. I would put Bailey and Mariah and then Sophie and Gino in the, there's Madison stuff. But those four,
I want to see Madison do a hip hop.
Yes.
Because once I see her do that,
then we'll know.
That's when we're going to know.
Yeah.
That's.
Actually, and Sophie really too. Well, she kind of did last week.
Last week was like a jazzy,
proper.
Yeah, but it was. I mean,
amazing. Well, hey, I actually, and Jonathan's going to help us out here. I had a video interview with Mariah and Bailey, and this is just after their performance, and just talking with them about their performance, etc. And they're just so fun to hang out with. I love them. So let's just take a look at this.
Split, twerk, go.
Oh my goodness, that's like my favorite part.
Just kidding.
It was your favorite part?
Yes.
It was kind of my favorite part, but as Nigel said, it was dirty. So it was a little, okay. You guys, honestly, the rest of it, I'm so sad right now, but my internal excitement stays with you two because I have never seen, and I'm serious, that was my favorite routine ever. Ever.
So much.
Ever.
That's amazing.
Ever. Can I say, I actually feel, I need to chill out. Hold on.
I was so excited. Mariah, like, I just wanted to say it over and over again.
I don't know. I guess I'm a little firehouse. I don't think anyone just knows that I love hip hop. So I was definitely excited to hit the stage and just show them that I am versatile and I can do different styles.
She's a little versatile, isn't she?
Yes, I knew she was a well-rounded dancer, amazing dancer. But like when I was doing the routine with her, I'm like, dang, Mariah, like she really killing it. And she embodied that dance. And yeah, we did that.
Yeah,
we
you're
did
like, that. I've got the right partner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I have the right partner too.
Oh, shit. Sure.
Yeah.
You guys honestly are incredible to watch. That just the storytelling and the again the costumes tonight. That wig really suited you.
Yes. Yeah, I love the wig.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yes, it's so different, man. I loved it.
I just also loved the obviously the soy sauce that was hilarious.
Yeah.
The tartare of cats, and I would add from New Zealand with tomato sauce. We have tomato sauce. It's like ketchup, but not quite.
Yes. It's not the same thing.
Totally. So you guys are obviously on such a high, like you did so well, and then all this other depressing, incredibly sad stuff's happening around you. So how do you feel for your comrades that have gone tonight? Particularly talk about Steph.
Stephanie? I feel like she's an amazing dancer. She definitely could have went far in this competition. I feel like she should just keep pushing and just take it as motivation because she's amazing and God has a plan for everyone. Okay, and she's definitely going to do something bigger, and it's going to be all right. It's going to be amazing for her.
And just losing them tonight, being the first cut, how did you guys feel inside about this is a real competition, this is happening?
Yeah,
it just hit me so hard, and it's so sad to see, you know, our fellow friends go, but we just got to remember, like, we are the 10 champions, and to be, you know, season 16's top 10, it's just such a blessing, and yeah, I love them all so much, for sure, yeah. Eddie and Steph, yeah.
And hey, just congratulations you two, particularly on your social media, and Bailey, I see you everywhere, you're just flying off the handle. So you guys are doing a real good job hustling and working the system.
Hey.
So keep killing it there. Keep killing it on stage. I love you. I honestly think the winner is here. So let's see. Should I put some money on it? Should we do a bet? I don't know who to go for. Hilarious. So have a great night celebrating, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Those two have so much energy on and off stage. Oh, you got tears. Why have we got tears, baby girl?
Because they're so cute. Aww. And they did so well. And they're, you know, when she's like, that something better is going to happen. Yeah. You saw me. I told you that I feel like Stephanie's been through a lot to get to where she wanted to be.
And that was because of the comment you were saying?
Yeah, the comment. Said, when she was like, don't let them tell you you're too fat, you're not worth it, you're, you know, like, you're not thin enough. Like, I was just like, girl, you saw me. I was like, yes, because I heard it the whole time I was dancing. So to see her on there and then to see her time cut short when we knew the potential she had and everyone knew the potential that she had.
So do you think the judge's decision had anything to do with that? Like her weight? She's tiny.
Not her weight, but I understand, like I told you, what it's like to look at, you know.
It's so crazy that
how
I
aesthetically
don't
pleasing.
I think she's still so
I still think I'm like, it's when I see girls and women like that, it's like, it's those
like
girls.
Normal?
So if she sees this, I really want her to know that the fact that she was on there, there's a lot of other women and girls watching that are like, I'm going to keep pursuing it. Because like I said, if I would have seen that years ago, I would have kept on pursuing it. Because there would have been more like me.
So you stopped
and
because
of that? And I'm older. I'm 30. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's not that long ago. But it is particularly ballroom, but ballroom itself, it was very hard. It's very hard to see these girls with long, long, long legs and very long, slender arms and, you know, very nice, very athletically toned bodies. And then, you know, here comes a girl that you could tell she was eating her rice and her beans and her bananas that her mama was feeding her.
What's wrong with
Thanks,
bananas?
Grandma. No, but I wasn't eating the healthy ones. I was eating the deep fried ones.
Oh, okay.
So, you know what I mean? But you could see it, and it's like, and you would put as much passion as you wanted to and as much this, But then again, I understood. Like I said, you put me next to a girl that was tall and nice and lean with the tango. I'm going to watch her too. Mm-hmm. Instead of my little stubby legs. Oh. But that's because I'm vertically challenged. Yeah. I would like to think.
Still might taller than me. And Bailey, as B tells us all the time.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that throws me for a six, that one. I just think it's such a shame that that is reality. And it's interesting that you yourself are saying that you understand it. Mm-hmm. Being in that situation, you still understand. What's the resolution? What's the solution to this issue?
You just say, I don't give a beep, and you keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
exactly what Stephanie said.
I mean, honestly, I started ballroom dancing when I was extremely heavy. And I actually stopped when I was extremely thin.
Hmm.
So that's the funny part.
It went the opposite.
It went the opposite and I stopped. But, you know, I think it was really once when I sat back and I watched it that I understood, you know, what I was looking at. Hmm. And I never really let it bother me because even when I was growing up, my instructors or my coaches or my mom or my grandma, they're always like, just smile, just smile, just give it, just give it, just give it your all. And everyone loved it. Mm-hmm. Everyone loved to watch me perform.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew I wasn't the ideal dancer, mm-hmm. if that made any sense.
It does. It does.
So,
well, regardless, Stephanie is definitely the ideal
yes,
dancer.
Yes, she is. And I don't... And someone give her a job.
Well, she has one. Now, Jonathan is actually going to pull us up a little video clip that I did with Stephanie Souza, the lady in yellow, about this is her after the elimination and how she took it and the cool things she has coming up.
Already. So see, that's my girl.
Okay. Thanks, Jonathan.
Hi.
Girlfriend, firstly, yellow is so your color.
Oh my gosh, I saw it at like H&M and I was like, that's my color.
Actually match very after buzz. So gorgeous girl.
Thank you.
Love you so much. So much. You are phenomenal. And I thought tonight's performance reminded me of like Grease. It was so.
When they like told me my outfit, I was like, oh my gosh, please. Because I've always wanted to be on Grease. And I was like, I gotta live that little moment, you know? It was so fun.
It was so sandy, wasn't it? The little top.
Yeah. Like the little like, oh, and then the bow. I loved it.
And darling, I think you've been so consistent, so phenomenal.
Yeah.
I cried when you no, I'm not gonna make you cry because I was crying and I'm absolutely gutted. But what have you taken from this experience?
I've learned a lot about myself and just like I've grown up with just not being confident and just being on the stage and being like, wow, I actually am doing this right now, just get like reassured me that I'm enough. And yeah, sorry,
so more than enough, my darling, more than enough. So Ezra is still here.
Yeah, he is.
And he has been a sweetheart and a rock, and he's sad and devastated too. But we just want you to know that we think, we all in the press were like, oh my gosh,
really?
What? So what is next for you? Ezra said there's TV shows and there's all this cool stuff.
So I filmed High School Musical, the TV series, on Disney Channel. It's coming out Disney Plus November 12th, so everyone download it. And I act and sing on that. So I'm really excited that if there is a season two, that I'll be doing that and filming that in Utah. So
Oh my goodness.
I don't know if I'll be moving LA yet. She's like, whatever happens, but
I firmly believe that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah,
right?
Like getting cut last season, like if I didn't get cut, then I wouldn't have been able to do that High School Musical thing. So, you know, things happen for a reason. So whatever God has for me, I'm excited.
Absolutely. And now it's just making way for more opportunities
to
skip right in. And we all know you now even more.
Yeah. No, I'm so grateful. Season 16 is unreal. And I'm so, I mean, Gino's amazing and I'm so happy for him. And I can't wait to see how far he goes. Because
you guys did such a great job
thank
tonight.
Thank you so much.
Can I just say, you've also now got the tour as well.
Yes.
So you're going around the entire country.
Yes.
Wow, a lot of it. How exciting is that?
Oh, I'm excited. I think we go to Canada and I've never been to Canada, so I'm excited.
I'll travel.
Yeah, and I'm excited to like do my solos because I made a bunch of fringe outfits for the show and I'm like, okay, I'm over, I'm on tour now. Put those to use.
Honestly, I think it is better. I think it is better insofar as now you've got more free time, you're still part of it, everyone's still seeing you, but people can book you for stuff.
Yeah, I know, right? Like if for jobs or anything.
Available.
I'm available.
Well, kind of. Super busy.
For 3 weeks,
but amazing.
Guys.
3 weeks. weeks. Book her in. Darling, all the best.
Thank
I
you
honestly
so much.
Have such a thing in my heart for you,
thank
and
you.
I really think you're amazing.
Thank you.
You are amazing.
Thank you so
okay, that was a bit girly.
Oh my God.
But she's got the best attitude, and
she
she's
does.
Freaking doing High School Musical, Disney stuff, singing,
I
and dancing.
I am such a High School Musical yeah. nerd. I'm Love not even it. Laughing. I mean, I'm not like. It's ridiculous. I was in high school when High School Musical came out, so it wasn't cool to be watching the Disney Channel. You better know I got my head in the game, and I loved
Get
that.
Your head in the game.
They got me
Get
Barbies,
the
like the Barbie dolls
oh,
of
yeah?
like. Zac Efron and I loved it, and that makes me so happy that she's booking things, and because you know as a dancer that's all you want you just want to book gigs and you want to do that so oh I can't wait and I'm so excited for her. But
you're extra excited about something else
before we move on to the next topic. We just wanted to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, make sure you give us a thumbs up and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating, not a 4, a 5. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation, even though we're not looking at the conversation right now. But being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Like we enjoy doing them. Because it's quite fun, isn't it?
It is quite fun.
Kind of fun. Laughing, talking, dance, etc.
Like drama. I said, those who can't
High
do
musical.
Teach. High School Musical. Yeah, you know so what we true. Should do? We should all wear GoPros one day and just do a dance class.
Maybe so we need to have a special segment with us with our first dance performances and stuff. Maybe we should do that.
Oh, I have it. And I will tell you, it was a cowboy tap.
Oh, a cowboy tap.
And it was heel, toe, heel, toe.
Yeah.
Heel, toe, heel, toe. Ball change, ball change. I still remember some of it. Yep.
I think mine was, called a ring dance. We all had to bring in rings, so random. And we were all in pink leotards. I think it was like a ballet thing. And we did this dance with these rings.
Oh,
it sounds really odd, doesn't it?
Very,
down in New Zealand, very, a bit strange.
Very Lord of the Rings. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
When you're like rings, I was like, very Lord of the Rings. She's from New Zealand. I will make the connection. That's how it's going to happen.
See, it was destined years before. It came about.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious. Okay, so I just, there was one thing hanging over me after this elimination. So obviously we lost the lovely Eddie and Stephanie. And the biggest question I had was for Nigel. And it was around 3-1 with the judges. Mm-hmm. 3 judges saved Anna and 1 was for Steph. Yet we believe that Steph has been consistent the entire time and Anna has had a bit of ups and downs.
Right.
So, and she got attacked, Anna, tonight from Lorianne saying she wasn't good enough with her own style. So I was just very confused as to their reasoning. So here I ask Nigel and we understand a little bit more behind their thinking.
Okay.
Kim Davey here live with the one and only Mr. Nigel Lithgow, show creator, producer, the man on campus. Big man on campus. So Nigel, tonight I think there was a lot of oh my goodness for the results of particularly the girls who were sent home or the girl who was sent home. Can you tell us more about the discussion behind the scenes with the judges and how that played out for losing?
Well, it was, number one, we were quite shocked that Ezra and Stephanie were in the bottom two. And we think that's because of their family split vote. But the discussions over the boys was quite easy, if I'm honest. Ezra was so strong last week and so strong tonight that we were all unanimous in keeping him. With the girls, obviously Mary supported the ballroom dancer. And I think the three of us went for, we believe that there is more growth in Anna. And this program has always been about the growth of a dancer. And it's been really tough because we're only 2 weeks into it. You know, maybe next week we might even have changed our minds if we'd have not seen it. But we thought that Anna was terrific last week with the cha-cha. And tonight, although Lorianne wasn't too thrilled with her hip-hop, we were. And we were more thrilled with the opening routine, where we thought she really put herself into it. And we felt, in truth, that we didn't get enough out of Stephanie.
Wow, okay. That's I think it's just because we're
Thank
all looking
you,
at Stephanie and
I think we can probably end it there. Isn't that interesting? So the reasoning is they're really looking for growth rather than consistent. Isn't it about America's Best Dancer? And if you're consistently good, I don't get it. I don't quite get it.
Is it America's Best or America's Favorite?
Good point.
Because there's the difference. And I say this with all respect, but when I'm expecting growth on these shows, I'm expecting growth from a certain caliber. I'm not expecting your growth to get to that certain caliber. Mm. Does that make sense? Mm. So you've got phenomenal dancers on the show. You already need to be at that caliber with them, whether it's in contemporary, whether it's in ballroom, whether it's in jazz, in your style. Mm. Lorianne herself said, you're not hitting it in your own style.
But yet she voted to keep her.
She voted with her. Weird. Like I said, my last and final words about this, she better blow me out of the water next week.
Okay, well, we will see, won't we? So just on that note, we're moving on how you can vote at home to see what's going to happen for next week's elimination. If you don't already know, there's three ways to do so. Number one, the Fox website. Number two, the Fox Now mobile app. Thank you, Yvette, for the demonstration there. And number three, you can just text the contestant's first name to 21523. Now you get 20 votes per contestant per different way of voting. So 60 total, really.
Yes.
And what's interesting, I think, is the fact that for the likes of Ezra and Stephanie and Eddie, all being from Utah, they all kind of know the same people. So all the people's votes had to be split. So no wonder Ezra, all three of them were in the bottom four.
Right.
It's strategy and it's tough and it's... Anyway... Get out there. Let's get voting.
Vote. Don't get mad at us.
Don't get mad at us. We can't get mad at others. We just need to practice what we preach.
Practice what we preach.
So, all right. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. I am Kim Davey. You can find me on all my social media at Kim Davey Live. And the lovely Yvette can be found
at Sports and Sass. And I changed it. So now it's Sports and Sass with three S's on Twitter and on Instagram. So you don't have to be typing it in separately.
Sass. Love it. All right, everyone, we'll see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.